Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. As always on The Bright Side, we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health issue that you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to be talking to Dr. Tom Schneider at the bottom of the hour. His book, The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, How to Survive When Life Sucks. Love that title. Dr. Tom will be with us. He's got a really interesting story to tell. He is a surgeon, a family physician, a plastic surgeon, as well as a former Vietnam fighter pilot, and he's got some really interesting things to say, and his book is very inspiring, The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, Surviving When Life Sucks. Dr. Tom Schneider will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work for yourself or start a home-based business, or be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can start yourself a home-based business helping change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a real-life person, of course, you can also purchase products off our website. Websites, criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470 to order your longevity products as well. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number. If we have calls, we'll get them in our next segment. And we will be speaking with Dr. Tom Schneider at the bottom of the hour about his inspiring book, The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man. Bottom of the hour, and your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So I want to continue talking about the nature of autoimmune disease, autoimmunity, specifically autoimmune diseases of the thyroid, Hashimoto's disease, and Graves' disease. Graves' disease is when you're cranking out too much thyroid hormone, and it can be a really, really miserable health challenge. Anxiety and sweating and jitteriness and diarrhea. And it's just awful, 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 awful condition. Probably even more unpleasant to deal with than underperforming thyroid than an underperforming thyroid, which is Hashimoto's thyroid. Actually, an underperforming thyroid, hypothyroidism, is usually related to Hashimoto's thyroid, although there are other causes. Hashimoto's and Graves' disease are both considered to be autoimmune issues, and both the over production of thyroid hormones, as in Graves' disease, and the underproduction of thyroid hormone, as in Hashimoto's disease, that are linked to autoimmunity, are both associated with celiac disease, which is a full-blown autoimmune gluten intolerance. Now, you don't have to have celiac disease to have gluten intolerance. Celiac disease is when it's full-blown, when you are massively symptomatic, and one of those symptoms involves thyroid health. Both Graves' disease and Hashimoto's disease, autoimmune diseases of the thyroid, can be related to gluten intolerance and celiac disease. And whenever you have an issue with gluten intolerance, you probably have issues with intolerances to other elements that are found in grains and seeds and vegetables in general, the botanical world in general. So much for the benign nature of vegetables. We all know that that's not the case on this radio program, but it's around in the mainstream. There is this idea that vegetation is somehow gentle and benign and meat is somehow toxic and bad for you. Not very simplistic, as with a lot of things in health and nutrition. A lot of the memes and the general ideas that people have, even healthcare professionals have, are simplistic and naive and really based on memes, based on beliefs, based on mind viruses. And the idea that you can eat vegetables all you want, if you're a vegetarian, you're really healthy, and if you eat meat, you're not healthy. That's not true. And the opposite, where you, the carnivore diet, where all you got to eat is meat. You don't have to eat any botanicals or vegetables. You don't need vegetables. You don't need fiber. You don't need phytonutrients. That's not true either. That's simplistic and naive as well. We had Dr. Sean Baker on a couple of months ago, 3 months ago maybe, very unimpressed. He was one of the foremost proponents of the so-called carnivore diet, wrote a book called The Carnivore Diet. And for months I was trying to get somebody to come on the radio program and tell me why the carnivore diet is so great and why you don't eat fiber and why you don't eat phytonutrients. And we had Sean Baker on, and he couldn't explain it. In any case, no knock on Sean. I mean, we're all entitled to our opinions. But the idea that you can eat one type of food, either all vegetation, all vegetables, be a vegetarian, or all carnivore, you just meat, no vegetables, it's not even simplistic. We're omnivores. Human beings are designed to eat everything, and there's lots of good things in both. In any case, Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, doesn't occur as often as Hashimoto's disease, underperforming, or hypothyroidism, but oh my God, if I had to pick one or the other, I don't want to pick one or the other, but if I had to pick one or the other, I certainly would pick the hypothyroid issue rather than the hyperthyroid. Hypothyroidism, of course, aside from the fatigue that it causes, because the thyroid or thyroid hormone turns on all the cells of the body, that's so important to understand. Thyroid hormone is the activating hormone for all metabolic conditions, for all cell metabolism, for all cell chemistry. And if you're not making thyroid hormone, not making it as effectively, every single cell will not be operating efficiently. Every single cell in the body will be subperforming, will not be performing as well as it should. But just the misery that's associated with Graves' disease makes it much, in my opinion anyway, much more significant from a symptomatic perspective. And guess what? If you have Graves' disease, there's nothing they can do except, from a medical perspective, except poison your thyroid, radiate your thyroid, or take the organ out, none of which are good strategies. But if you understand the autoimmune link, well, now you have a major, major strategy. For one thing, if you have Graves' disease, or you know anybody who has Graves' disease, stop eating. Fast. And I'm not talking about a 40-day fast. Just stop eating for a couple of days. Immediately your system will start to calm down. And now that you know that it's related to autoimmunity and leaky gut and celiac disease and gluten intolerance, etc., it makes perfect sense. There's several clinical features that autoimmune thyroid diseases, whether they're Hashimoto's or whether they're Graves, whether they're hyper or hypothyroid, there are several features that autoimmune diseases of the thyroid share with celiac patients, including changes in weight, either weight gain or weight loss, constipation and diarrhea, skin issues, most importantly skin issues, rashes, dryness, oiliness, mental health problems like anxiety and depression. All of these are common symptoms in both celiac disease and thyroid issues. And if you understand the link between the gut and food toxins and autoimmunity, it makes perfect sense. This relationship, by the way, between the gut and the thyroid is called the gut-thyroid axis. And it's especially important when we understand two major points about thyroid disease, which we'll talk about here. When we come back from our break, we'll also take your phone calls if we have any. 844-236-6010 is our number. Tom Schneider, Dr. Tom Schneider, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man is his book. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open, 844-236-6010. If you have anything to say, questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have any opinions about this whole NAC banning situation or about the so-called vaccine, love to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Or if you have a health condition, health challenge that you need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Tom Schneider will be with us at the bottom of the hour. The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, Dr. Tom's inspiring story. Dr. Tom is not only a physician and a surgeon, he was a former fighter pilot. And as well as being an author, I wouldn't say Dr. Tom is an ordinary man, but his book is it's very inspiring nonetheless. And we'll talk to Dr. Tom at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment if we have them, 844-236-6010. So this relationship between the digestive system and the thyroid is so important. And while Graves' disease, in my opinion, is much more dramatic symptomatically and much more uncomfortable symptomatically than hypothyroidism, both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism are related to the gut. And because hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's disease, affects so many people clinically and, I should say, diagnosed and not diagnosed, a lot of people who have hypothyroidism are just not diagnosed. Dr. Broda Barnes talked about this when he wrote his book about thyroid disease, calling it the hidden illness. And it is indeed the hidden illness because hypothyroidism can be masked as other health challenges. That's one of the major points about this gut-thyroid axis. There's two major points about the gut-thyroid axis, about thyroid disease in general. Number one, a dysfunctional thyroid, a underperforming thyroid specifically, is the third point on the triangle of disease. And it's the jumping-off point to every other chronic degenerative illness. That's so important. Hypothyroidism is the jumping off point to cancer, to heart disease, to autoimmune diseases, to skin diseases, to mental health diseases, to osteoporosis, to every single long-term chronic health issue. If you have any of these, if you have an autoimmune problem, if you have a mental health problem, if you are a brain health problem, let's say, I don't want to say mental health, let's say a brain health like Parkinson's. By the way, I saw this really cool, I don't want to digress, I'll digress here in a second. I saw a cool movie about the guy with Parkinson's disease over the weekend. If you have any other health challenge, you don't need your thyroid checked, people. You don't need to have a thyroid panel done. If you have any other health challenge, assume you got a thyroid problem. Assume it, because they don't exist. Chronic health challenges, chronic degenerative health challenges, do not exist without hypothyroidism. If you understand the idea that the triangle of disease, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid link or complex are connected or precursors to all chronic diseases, and you understand the thyroid is the jumping off point, you know that if you have MS, if you have osteoporosis, if you have cancer or heart disease, you have a hypothyroid condition. And until you correct it, you're not going to be able to do anything else, anything about the diseases that are subsequent. That's why medicine fails when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases. Modern medicine is an utter and complete failure when it comes to dealing with chronic degenerative diseases. Why? Because it doesn't address the thyroid, not to mention the blood sugar system, and the digestive system. Where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. That is a fundamental principle of the Bright Side philosophy and of what I call systems medicine or systems health. By the way, we're going to talk to Dr. Shiva. Thank you, Elaine, for hooking me up with Dr. Shiva at the end of the month. And he's one of the foremost proponents of this idea of systems medicine. All right, 844-236-6010. We'll continue this discussion. I'll tell you what the second important point is about thyroid disease on our next Bright Side episode. Dr. Tom Schneider will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And time to hit the phone. It's 844-236-6010. Let's go to Karen. Karen in Ohio. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've been listening to your show for probably 9 years, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for all the work you've been doing. My question is about molluscum.
Oh.
And how you would treat that.
For child?
Nope. Adult.
Is it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you sound pretty healthy. And here's the thing. Molluscum, contagiosum, is a sign that there's something going wrong with your immune system. So usually when you have this condition, by the time you have this condition, which is, it's basically these warts that show up on all over your body and your trunk and on your hands. Is that what you're dealing with?
Yeah, just a few, not too many.
Okay, and it was definitely diagnosed as molluscum contagiosum?
No.
Are you assuming it?
It was not. It was my self-diagnosed.
Yourself? That's all right. You're allowed to self-diagnose. Whenever you have a skin condition, whether it's a rash or whether it's warts or whether it's cold sores or anything that shows up on the skin, you want to think of it as an immune problem. The skin is, next to the digestive system, the center of immunity, which makes sense because it's a barrier. It's designed to fight off the environment. So you've got lots of immune activity in the cells, or in the skin. Lots of immune action in the skin. And that means any disturbances to that immune system can show up on the skin. Now, here's the thing. When you have a disturbance that shows up on the skin, it's usually preceded by a systemic or blood issue. How do things get into the blood? Well, are you shooting up drugs in the back alley there in Ohio somewhere?
No.
You don't sound like you are, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something guaranteed, like I'm Psychic Ben, except I'm not Psychic Ben, and you know what I'm going to say. You've been listening to this program. You got some digestive health issues, and don't tell me you don't, because you do. Am I right?
Not too bad. I've been biohacking.
There's no way. No, look, Karen. There's no such thing as not too bad. Not too bad.
Perimenopausal, symptoms. I'm definitely going to.
Are you bloating? Are you gassy? Are you constipated? Are you clogged up? Or you have the other way around? Do you feel uncomfortable after certain foods? Crampy? Sense of fullness? Any of these things? You have to.
Yeah, occasionally, but, not anymore.
It has to. No, but it's
usual.
Not. Listen. You can't have a condition like warts on the skin, viral warts on the skin, unless you have a disturbed immune system. And you can't have a disturbed immune system unless something is getting into your body inappropriately. Do you follow me? When I say into the body, I always mean into the blood. Now, you're not injecting, right? That didn't happen after you had a vaccine, and you're not shooting up crack in the back alley. So how else are things getting into your blood? And this isn't a knock. I'm not, trying to be mean or insult you or anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard you say this a hundred times. I knew you were going to say this.
I knew you knew. So here's a couple of strategies for you, okay? Look for flare-ups in your warts, okay? Look for when they flare up. Do they get worse or are they always staying the same?
Oh, it's been a couple of weeks. No, but yeah. I mean.
Okay. Okay, so it might not even be, if it's only been a couple weeks, it may not be molluscum contagiosum. Usually that's pretty dramatic. It may just be warts, but either way, it's immunity. It's immune related. And you shouldn't have warts. What part of your body are they on?
The pelvis.
Okay, gotcha. Are you sure? I'm not convinced that that's what it is. Have you done a search on to see what the pictures look like for molluscum contagiosum?
Yes, yeah.
And it does look like that?
I picked that. It does, yeah.
It does look like that. All right, so start to do a food diary. Write down everything you eat. Link it up to cramping, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, pain, nausea, sense of fullness. Any of these digestive strategies, start to eliminate those foods. Get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. I like Nightly Essence from Longevity. VisBiome is another good one. Find a good one. You may have to play around with the dose a little bit. Practice intermittent fasting. And get on some flaxseed fiber. Grind up flaxseeds and do them once a day or so. Shoot me an email at ksco.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California. The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it'd be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The very expensive infrastructure bill may come to a vote this week in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Any infrastructure bill brought forward by Biden must be backed by all Democrats and 10 Republicans, or pass through a process called reconciliation along party lines. Microsoft is planning to detail its next generation of Windows at an event later on this month. The software giant has started sending out invitations to the media for a Windows event on June 24th. The invite comes just a week after Microsoft teased a next generation of Windows announcement. Microsoft is expected to detail its next significant changes to Windows, and they will likely include a number of visual enhancements. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we are back on the Bright Side. And unfortunately, we can't seem to find Dr. Tom. Hopefully, Dr. Tom will come back on. But if not, we'll continue our discussion about the thyroid. I want to remind you to please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products. And you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And please take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and make sure you take a look at our... While you're checking out the products, make sure you take a look at our reviews. Lots of reviews now, 2,000 4- and 5-star reviews. That's a heck of a lot of reviews of 4- and 5-star reviews, folks. and that is since January of 2020. We've been collecting them about a year and a half. We have a subscription service that reviews that sends out review questionnaires to people who have purchased our products, and the reviews are glowing and amazing. I'm blown away by them personally. I knew that Truth Skin Health products, when I started selling them, were going to be amazingly effective because I've been using them myself and giving them to my friends and my loved ones for many years. And I knew that they worked. I knew they were powerful. And I knew if you took out all the fillers and the waxes and the water and the silicone and the vegetable oil and the preservatives out of a skin health product and left only transdermal and active ingredients, you get a pretty effective product and you get an effective formulation that worked in very small concentrations. That's exactly what Truth Treatments are all about. If you've used them, you know what I'm talking about. You use one or two drops. They're great not just for beautification, not just for taking care of the skin from a cosmetic perspective, but addressing the skin from a health perspective. And that's really the secret. Health equals beauty. What we want in a beauty product is really what we want in a health product. In other words, when we want beauty, we're really looking for health. The look of skin, the look of our skin when it's healthy, is a look of beauty. Healthy skin glows. Healthy skin, even if it has wrinkles and fine lines, looks beautiful. Wrinkles and fine lines are not the marker of healthy skin. The marker of healthy skin is glowingness and radiance and beauty. Of course, wrinkles and fine lines also disappear as you drive the production of connective tissue. We also have nutritional supplements that help support connective tissue growth. All our True Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we were going to have Dr. Tom on. I read his book this weekend. I'm sorry he's not going to be on because it's a really cool book. If you're interested in purchasing it, you can get it on Amazon. Maybe we'll get him back on some other time, The Extraordinary Life of an Extraordinary Man. But I'm kind of glad he's not on because I wanted to continue with our last questioner. And by the way, we'll take phone calls here, 844-236-6010. The gal who was just on was talking about a condition called molluscum contagiosum, which is a viral infection. It's kind of, in a way, similar to herpes, in that herpes is also a viral infection. These are warts that are caused by a different virus. It's not the herpes virus, but it's a little bit different. The herpes virus tends to affect cells that are deeper in the skin, while molluscum contagiosum affects the surface of the skin, the so-called epidermis. Now, you can get the condition from infected people or contaminated objects, and you can also get it after you have some kind of epidermal injury, but nonetheless, if you have the condition, it's an immune issue. It's a sign that the immune system is not handling the enemy as well as it should. We live in a world of viruses. This is true about all viral infections, by the way. We live in a world of viruses. The medical model, well-meaning as it is, wants to attack the virus. The bright side philosophy, the more common sense philosophy, is to support the body so the body can handle the virus. Now, what is it? In order to do that, we've got to figure out what is it that's suppressing the immune system, that's compromising the immune system so that it can't deal with this virus, this molluscum contagiosum virus, the so-called MCV, which, by the way, is similar to smallpox. So what is it that causes the body's symptomatic response to this MCV, this molluscum contagiosum virus? It's a suppressed immune system. It's an overloaded immune system. Whenever you have suppression or overload on the immune system and you're susceptible to viral infections or bacterial infections, strengthen the immune system. And you strengthen the immune system from two directions. You strengthen the immune system from the direction of load, that is by removing the load. And this is true about all immune problems. As benign as allergies, as seasonal allergies, I know a lot of people are complaining about seasonal allergies this year, or as serious as a virus like molluscum contagiosum or herpes or any other viral infection that happens to be in the environment. Work on the immune system from two directions by eliminating load, that is food. And if you could be thinking you're eating great food, but if you have a suppressed immune system that's showing up as symptoms, you're not. And I don't mean that to be mean. I don't want to be aggressive or attacking or contentious. That's not the point. The point is this is where our power resides. This is where we have control over our diseases. This is where we have control over our bodies. This is where we have control over our symptoms. We do not have control over our symptoms at the level of the virus because we live in a world of viruses. It's a foolish strategy to try to kill viruses. They're everywhere. What you want to do is you want to strengthen your defenses. So you eliminate things that are suppressing the immune system, And the skin is a major, obviously, to anybody who, you know, just thinks about what the body is. The skin is obviously going to be a seat of immunity along with the digestive system. As I said so many times, the digestive system and the skin are like two peas in a pod. The digestive, interestingly, the digestive from an embryologic perspective, as we're developing in the womb, that both the skin and the digestive system come from the same place. So the skin and the digestive system are related. The skin and the digestive system are connected. The skin and the digestive system are both immune organs. They're defense organs. The skin is the digestive system outside in. The digestive system is the skin inside out. Whenever you have a skin problem, and I've been in the skin business since 1982, and I've seen a lot of skin problems in my time, whenever you have a skin problem, you backtrack to the digestive system. You do it always, but especially with the skin, because you can correct skin problems quickly. You can correct them really quickly. Now, first of all, as I was saying to our caller, you want to kind of look for flare-ups. You want to look for when your condition flares, when your condition gets worse. When your condition gets worse, that gives you a real-time clue. That gives you a real-time indicator to what you just did, or the relationship to what you just did, to what your skin, how your skin is appearing. So if your skin flares up at 12 o'clock on Monday, what did you do for the 12 hours before? Between midnight Sunday and 12, and when your skin flared up at 12 noon on Monday. It doesn't have to be 12 hours. It could be 8 hours. It could be 4 hours. Usually it's going to be quick, though. It's not going to be over the course of days. When something happens on the skin, it's usually a rapid response because skin immunity occurs quickly. Skin's immune response occurs quickly. So look for foods and eliminate them. If you fast, usually the symptoms will subside, or at least begin to subside and begin to heal. Now, when you start eating again, eat carefully. Eat just one type of food. And do an experiment. Make your body into a laboratory. That's really what we want to learn to do, is we want to kind of experiment with our bodies. Make our bodies a laboratory by putting things in and seeing what happens. Taking notes. Charting is very important. Don't try to use your memory. Then you work on nutrients that support the digestive system. And there's a heck of a lot of them. There's so many of them, it's hard to even tell you all of them in just one little segment on the Bright Side. But you can start off with probiotics. I like the Nightly Essence. Also, I like Viz Biome. There's one by Rainbow. I forgot what the name of that company is. Rainbow. Oh, jeez, I forgot their name. But they make a good one. There's a lot of good ones, and you have to experiment with probiotics. That's one of the things about probiotics that makes them very frustrating, is you got to experiment. They're not like vitamins or minerals. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got to take a break, and we'll continue when we come back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Lines are open, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, let me just continue talking a little bit more about this molluscum contagiosum. And by the way, for the gal who called, if you shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com, and put your phone number in there, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a little personal consultation. It shouldn't be difficult to deal with. If you have a strong enough immune system and you do have these blisters, typically the body will resolve it on its own. There's not much a doctor can do. They'll try to burn it off with benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid or something along those lines, and you know, that's pretty much what the medical model is limited to for addressing the condition. The real problem is if you're severely immune compromised, it is an immune problem. Like all viral infections, it's an immune problem. AIDS patients will get it. People who are on immune suppressant drugs will get it. Long-term immune suppression will cause molluscum contagiosum to show up in a dramatic fashion and make in a difficult-to-eradicate fashion. Under ordinary circumstances, it's self-limiting. And if you have strong enough immune system, it did sound like this gal had a strong enough, she didn't sound like she was really sick, we'll put it that way. And the immune system will take care of it, but it is a sign that there is some kind of immune duress going on. If there is immune duress, there's always going to be, unless you're injecting things through the skin, logic tells you, I'm not making this assertion, I'm not saying this as an assertion, logic tells you if you have an immune issue, something's getting into the blood that's causing a stress. And I'm assuming you're not on drugs and immune suppressant drugs or injecting things through the skin. So it's got to be food. And that means you got to start working with elimination diet and food diary and noticing flare-ups, etc. Always look for other symptoms, by the way, such as fatigue or digestive health challenges, various anxieties, insomnia, just various seemingly not associated health challenges may very well be associated. So work on the digestive system, eliminating problem foods, and then using digestive support, probiotics, fermented foods, bile salts, apple cider vinegar, lecithin granules, digestive enzymes. There's so many different ways that we can support digestive health. Using things that strengthen the gut. If you have a leaky gut, connective tissue building supplements, algaes, slimy substances like aloe vera, noni, and mushrooms. These kinds of substances that have slimy effects can help coat the intestine. If these are sounding familiar, all of these strategies and all these things I say, it's because it is familiar. This is probably the most important idea with the Bright Side philosophy, is that the strategies for dealing with all of these seemingly disparate health challenges and all of these seemingly disparate symptoms, all the strategies are the same. That is so empowering. That should be the most empowering message anybody who has a chronic health challenge ever hears. It's not complicated. The strategies for dealing with all of these symptoms involve working on the gut, working on the blood sugar system, working on stress management. The triangle of disease, which gets me back to what we were talking about when we were discussing the two major points that I want everybody to understand when it comes to hypothyroidism. Point number one, a dysfunctional thyroid is the third point on the triangle of disease, and it's the jumping off point to all chronic degenerative illnesses, including very possibly molluscum contagiosum and skin diseases, heart diseases, cancer, all degenerative health issues, autoimmunity certainly. And the second point is that conventional medicine, orthodox medicine, has zero tools, zippo, nada, no tools, nothing in its medical bag of tricks that can improve thyroid health or reverse thyroid disease or any other autoimmune disease. That's why they say there's no cure. That's why if I say cure, I can go to jail, lose my license. There's no cure because they can't cure it. Because in the medical bag of tricks, the pharmacomedical model has nothing for dealing with chronic degenerative diseases. Nothing. This is a scam when you see these commercials with the happy, smiling people taking biologic drugs for their psoriasis or their arthritis. It's a scam when you see these smiling people taking these drugs for their diabetes. It's a lie and it's a scam, and it's so anti-human being. It's so not fair. And I know I'm preaching to the choir because you guys get this, but the vast majority of people don't. And it's mean-spirited. And I know, you know, the medical model obviously has a place, obviously for dealing with emergencies, that's great, but not for hypothyroidism or molluscum contagiosum or rheumatoid arthritis. Nothing. Although they can alleviate symptoms. They can address symptoms. In the case of Hashimoto's, or in the case of Graves, we'll say, all they can do is poison, radiate, or remove this phenomenally important gland. A strategy that is at or near the top of the list of foolish things we allow to have done to our bodies in the name of improving our health. In the case of Hashimoto's, guess what? All you can get is Synthroid or something like it, or Armour Thyroid. Some people will say, oh, use Armour Thyroid. No, it's just as dumb. No, well, maybe not. It's not quite as dumb as Synthroid. Armour Thyroid is the whole gland ground up, so it's a little bit better than just Synthroid, which is one form, the weak form of thyroid hormone. Anyway, we'll have lots to talk about this. I'm going to talk about some real strategies for addressing digestive health and the health of the thyroid tomorrow as we continue talking about autoimmunity on the Bright Side. Still want to finish up talking about tyrosine and dopamine. I'm not done talking about tyrosine and its relevance for skin health. I wanted to tell you about this movie I saw yesterday, or this weekend, about a guy who had Parkinson's disease, a guy named Dave Parker, who was a very, very famous baseball player in the late 80s, in the 1980s and early 1990s. And I don't know if you, probably, I'm not sure everybody out there follows baseball, but if you do, you probably remember Dave Parker, the Cobra, they called him. And he was known for being huge. He was like 6'5", weighed 240 pounds, hit the ball a mile, most valuable player, and led the league and all kinds of things. Just a great baseball player. He was a little obnoxious, though. He's a little cocky. And anyway, he shouldn't have been so cocky because he ended up about 10 years ago getting diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And this movie shows the deterioration of this once beastly human being. Huge man. Powerful, strong human being. And they show the movie, and they showed him walking around the cane, this poor guy. And they showed the drugs he was taking. They showed the box filled with drugs. His well-meaning wife is dosing him with drugs every day. And I couldn't help thinking, this guy looks like he's starving. This guy looks like he is dying of malnourishment. Not to mention toxicity from drugs. And I couldn't help thinking how much of his symptoms that he's being diagnosed, they're being diagnosed as Parkinson's disease, they're being called diseases, are really just this poor guy starving to death. Or, and being poisoned to death. You cannot tell me that this poor guy who's taking 20 different drugs, 40 or 50 pills a day, is not being poisoned. You cannot tell me that this guy who's not on any nutritional supplements is not starving. And this poor guy's walking around a cane. He's 72 years old. He looks like he's 85 years old. He's definitely not going to live a long life. He's definitely not got many years left. You can't tell me that this poor guy who's got Parkinson's disease cannot benefit from being on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, from getting on a start working with his digestive health, and most importantly, weaning himself off of his prescription drugs. I forgot the name of the movie. I'll try and get it to you tomorrow. You can Google it, though. It's on YouTube. Dave Parker, The Cobra and Parkinson's Disease. All right. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in and talk to my good friend Lydia. What's up, Lydia? How you doing?
Hi, Ben.
I wish you called earlier. We only had about a minute. What's going on?
Shoot.
Talk quick.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed. I've listened to you over 12 years or whatever long it's been. It's been a long time. Anyway, I'm just disappointed that I still have my hypothyroid, you know, condition. It's just disappointing.
Don't be disappointed. Let's work on it. Let's work on it. What are you doing for it? What are you doing for it?
Nothing really. I mean, you know, just
what do you mean
my
nothing?
Regular lifestyle.
Well, you want to just go away on its own? Just disappear?
No, that's the problem. I'm ignoring it. I mean, you know, you get caught up with life and the, you know, the, what's going on. And, you know, I've just not been in the right place on that. And I really do want to do something about it, you know, when I start focusing. I know to focus on the gut. I mean, I always
estrogen.
You know, I've listened to you for all these years. I know the answers. I'm just not doing it.
Estrogen. Yeah, we've got to work on that estrogen. Hey, listen, send me an email with your address. I'm going to mail you something.
Okay.
I'm
going to
mail you
okay.
a little gift, my progesterone serum. And I can't
okay.
sell it just yet, so I know people are going to want to buy it, but I'm going to give you a freebie. And then reach out to me after you get it, and I'll explain to you how to use it.
I will.
Okay,
good. I will, and I'll call back. All right, thank you.
Okay. Take care, Lydia. All right, good to talk to you. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all of the longevity products and to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Longevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.